Materials discussed in this podcast are not suited for an audience under the age of 16. We go into graphic detail, have strong language, and this is a trigger warning since shit's about to get dark. Listener discretion is strongly advised. So sit down, buckle up, and let's take a trip to the podcast on Elm Street. Chose us. And this is Nelly speaking for the podcast on Elm Street. JT wasn't able to join us today. She's been having a little bit going on in her life, but that's okay. We still love her just the same. So tonight I'm going to be telling you about a cold case that I found. The best friend of the victim, named Ryan Anderson, that's the best friend, they posted something on social media, and I just want to help spread the word because they have been searching for many, many years for an answer, and they just can't seem to get a break. And I can only imagine what they're going through. So the victim's name is Sherry Lynn Marler. From the information that was gathered by friends and family from 1984, when Sherry went missing, to current day, the family believes that she had been murdered and dismembered by someone close to her. Also, she was allegedly thrown into a pig pen in Butler County, Pennsylvania. As you may know, pigs will eat nearly anything provided to them. And that's even how some mafia members got rid of bodies and everything, because they knew that they would eat just about everything. So it's really hard to recover anything from someone being placed into a pig pen. That is very difficult. And it is believed at this time the murderer may have already passed away. So at the time of Sherry's death, it is believed that she was pregnant and a victim of incest, with multiple family-based incest pedophilia rings from both Butler and Crenshaw counties. And in the spring of 2017, so you can see that nothing's really been done in quite a few years, they didn't provide any information whether that was because of the police agency in the area or anything of that sort. I'm just going off of the posts that I've seen here because they are desperate for information. So in the spring of 2017, digging began with the friends and family of the victim. And they've been looking in over a 10-acre area in the woods where Sherry's body was believed to be, along with the pig farm. So they didn't exactly know the pig farm was there, but they were looking because that is where they were suspected to be. They weren't able to find anything at the beginning or any evidence of a pig farm or any kind of operation there. So once they weren't able to find anything, many people in the search kind of went on their way to go gather their children and just do things they needed to do with their life. But Ryan and another friend stayed behind and kept digging to try to find something, because they are very desperate for information, as I would be if this kind of situation happened to me. So Ryan kept digging, and they hit concrete of a feeding pen. So they called over their other friend, and they were able to uncover an entire perimeter of a feeding pen, an old metal doorway, and they even found a trash dump of old clothes. And that even had a pair of children's pants. And because some of the items had very large, splotchy stains, they actually froze the items so any evidence that could still be linked on those items could be intact when they gave it to the Butler Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department assured them that they would test the items from DNA, but they didn't hear anything back from the Sheriff's Department. After years of contacting the family of the unnamed person that they believed murdered Sherry, they received a reply from a family member, and they met with them. They were able to provide photos of the pig farm dated for 1984, when Sherry went missing. It showed the pig farm area to be in a state of demolition, but it was still fully functional and all the pigs were still there. They also saw something very suspicious in the bottom corner of the photo. So she sent the photo to quite a few people just to see if they saw what she seen. And lo and behold, they all seen the same thing. They believed to have seen a severed human head in the photos with eyes and mouth wide open, hair still in place. I will have pictures on our Instagram and Facebook about this. The friends and family of Sherry then went to several places to see if anyone would be willing to help them get cadaver dogs to look in the area because they know that there would be something there. But they didn't disclose the photo to them just in case, you know, nothing turned up, or I'm not really sure why. But the cadaver dog searched the area and confirmed multiple hits. They then showed the police the photo with the severed head, and the police then confiscated the photo and sent it to the FBI. No other information was relayed to the family or friends regarding the finding. So with this information, it's very difficult to find any leads or anything going on. So they reached out to the family of the person who they thought did this to Sherry, but there's no other leads at this time, and they are very, very desperate for answers. They feel as if they have a duty to their community, and they need to be able to bury Sherry and give her the respect that she deserves and lay her to rest so her family and friends can be as much in peace as they can be for this reason. So please, if you are in the area or know anything about this case, I do urge you to reach out to Ryan Welsh Anderson. They provided their phone number actually in the post. So I will post that actually on our Facebook and Instagram, so you'll be able to have that information available to you if you do have any information. This is definitely something that we want to get to the bottom of, and the least I can do is share this information to be able to see if anyone has anything. We want to get to the bottom of Sherry's case. So thank you so much for listening, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for all of you listeners and anyone who is able to give information about this case. I'm even more thankful for you too. But we will have a lot more in store for you soon. Don't you worry. We're just getting some things together, racking up some cases and some stories. So we'll be right back at it as soon as possible. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.